Florida State University law professor Fernita Tolson believes the issue of whether the federal government can subsidize health plans offered on the exchange it created will ultimately be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court.
And given the contentiousness of the issue, and particularly the fact that there may be five justices on the Supreme Court that agree with the initial D.C. Circuit opinion, I still think that the Supreme Court will take the case.
The Affordable Care Act gives states the option of creating their own exchanges or letting the federal government run one for them. More than 30 states, including Florida, have chosen the federal option. A three-judge panel from the Washington, D.C. Court of Appeal ruled Tuesday that health insurance subsidies are only for states that created their own insurance exchanges. Sam Kasman, general counsel with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a free market think tank which backed the challenge, agrees with the D.C. Appeal Court's ruling.
First of all, you have quite a few people who do not want this insurance, and our lead plaintiff, David Klemenchik, is one of those. His income is so low that he'd qualify for something called the unaffordability exemption, except and not have to be in the program, except for the fact that the credits, the subsidies, suddenly put him back in under the mandate.
The law calls for fines for people who don't have health insurance but exempts those who don't qualify for Medicaid or whose insurance costs exceed a certain percentage of their income. The law's language also says the insurance subsidies are for state-run exchanges. But a different appeals court in Virginia has ruled the subsidies on federal exchanges can stand, calling the language of the law vague. Now the federal government wants all the judges on the D.C. court to rule on the case in the hope of a more favorable outcome. Linda Blumberg, senior fellow in health policy with the Urban Institute, says if the full D.C. appeals court rules in the federal government's favor, a U.S. Supreme Court hearing on the issue becomes less likely.
There would be no division between those two courts of appeals, and then, you know, the Supreme Court can do what they like, obviously, but it's less likely when there's uniformity in the lower courts for things to be heard by the Supreme Court.
The Urban Institute estimates Floridians could lose $4.8 billion in health insurance subsidies should they be struck down in the federal exchange. The vast majority of the more than 1 million Floridians who enrolled in ACA-backed plans qualified for subsidies, something needed to make the coverage affordable to them. The ACA and its consumer protections depend on having large numbers of people enrolled in the exchanges to minimize risk and control costs. The dueling rulings won't have any immediate impact on current policyholders. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.